of 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a bad day? Have you ever been in a situation where you wondered, how am I going to get through this? Have you ever thought to yourself, why do bad things keep happening to me? Now, let's pivot from that. Do you think that the Apostle Paul ever had a bad day?
Many.
Brethren, we know that Paul had a lot of bad days.
Amen.
And this morning, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to take a look at some of the closing verses, hear me, of some of the closing verses of the last chapter of the last book that Paul ever wrote. 2 Timothy was a book that Paul wrote while being in prison at Rome. Now, this is actually his second incarceration. The first imprisonment of Paul, we read about at the end of the book of Acts, where it says he was incarcerated for 2 years. During that first imprisonment, those 2 years, Paul wrote 4 of his New Testament letters. We refer to them as prison epistles. They are Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. But Paul was released from that first imprisonment. But now, as we come to the book of 2 Timothy, Paul is in prison again, and there will be no release this time. Listen to me. We're going to take a look at 2 verses this morning. And in these closing verses, after he writes them, it will be just a matter of days, when Paul will be pulled out of that dungeon. He will see the sunlight for the last time, and he will be executed. And as he writes that, he knows that is his fate. He tells us up in verse 6 of this chapter, the time of my departure is at hand. Now, here's what I want us to take with us. In these very last words of the Apostle Paul, the Apostle was trying to instill in Timothy, a man who had traveled with him at this point for more than 2 decades, a man who had worked with him and taught with him and had been a part of his ministry for more than 20 years now. And in these last words, Paul wants to instill in Timothy a confidence. He wants to instill in Timothy a strength that will sustain him for the rest of his life, regardless of what he must face when the apostle is gone. Two verses this morning we're going to look at. And I want you to allow these verses to be instilled in your heart. I want you to allow these two verses, written by the great apostle Paul days before his execution, I want you to allow these two verses to give to you a confidence and give to you a strength that will sustain you for the rest of your life, regardless of how many bad days may be on the horizon for you. This morning, our subject, a confidence that sustains. A confidence that sustains. Let's look at these two verses. Verse 17 and verse 18. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Let it be so. Amen. I want you to note five things that Paul says in these two verses. Number one, Paul says, the Lord stood with me. Look at the first part of verse 17. Take this in. The Lord stood with me. Now look at it. It's a past tense. The Lord stood with me. It's past tense. Let me ask you something. How many times in the life of the Apostle Paul could he have looked back upon his life and had said, I would have never made it through that. I would have never gotten through that situation. I could have never made it if the Lord had not stood with me. Let me ask you something else. How many times in your life can you hear today, look back at your past, at circumstances and situations, and how many of them can you say today, I would have never gotten through that. I would have never made that, but the Lord stood with me. You having a bad day? Remember, the Lord stood with me. Now let me ask you, hold 2 Timothy 4, and go way back with me in the Old Testament to the book of Joshua chapter 1. Go back with me to Joshua chapter 1. And verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people get ready to cross the Jordan River. Let me give you the Fox translation here. God says to Joshua, listen, Moses, my servant, is dead. You're up. You're up here. Listen to me. The mighty Moses is dead. The great leader of Israel is gone. For 40 years, Moses had been the leader. Moses led them out of Egypt. Moses led them across the Red Sea. Moses led them to Sinai. Moses went to the top of Sinai and received the tablets. It was Moses who has led them. But now Moses, the servant of God, is dead. And God says, Joshua, man up, we're going. Listen to me. What pressure must Joshua have felt? What responsibility must have gripped Joshua that I'm now going to lead them and we're going to take possession of the land? Look what God says to Joshua in verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God tells Joshua, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Listen to me. How often did God stand with Moses? All the time. All the time. And now God's telling Joshua, I'm going to stand with you like I stood with him. How often will God stand with Joshua? All the time. God stood with Moses. God stood with Joshua. Paul says in his dying days, God, the Lord stood with me. And now how often will the Lord stand with you and I? Always. Always. But here's the question, and nothing I've said means anything determining how you answer the question. The question I'm asking is, do you have the confidence in you that the Lord is standing with you today? Because if you don't have the confidence, it's just words if you don't believe it. Look what he says to him in verse 9. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, when you're having a bad day, when life's going through a rough patch, remember the Lord stood with you. Go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 17, there are two key words here. There are two key words. The first one is the word stood. Paul says, the Lord stood with me. Now you hear this and don't you ever, ever forget this. The word stood, the word that Paul uses, is a word that's talking about more than just physical presence. The word stood here is talking about more than just a location. It is not the fact that the Lord stood there and looked at Paul and said, man, hate to be you today. No, the word stood there is the idea of to give help, to give aid. The reason the Lord stood by him was to help. The reason the Lord stood by him was to give aid. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, the Lord is my shelter and my refuge. He is ever present in times when I need help. The second key word I want you to see here is the word but. My translation begins verse 17 with the word but. But is a word of contrast. Well, what's going on in verse 16 that Paul wants to contrast in verse 17? Look at verse 16. Paul says, at my first defense, no one came to my support, but everybody deserted me. Look at verse 17. But the Lord stood with me. Brethren, understand this. Believe this. Take this home with you. When nobody else will stand with you, the Lord will stand with you to give you help and aid to whatever may be going on. A confidence that sustains us. A courage and a strength that holds us up when life's pulling us down. Number one, the Lord stood with me. Here he comes right now. It's not really how I ever pictured him. Number two, the Lord gave me strength. Look at verse 17. Look at verse 17. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. Listen to me. When Paul said the Lord stood with him, he's not just standing there. He's not just standing there. He's giving help here. He's giving help. Now, I want you to do something with the word strength here. The Lord gave me strength. The word strength that the apostle used comes from two words, the word in and the word power. In power. What does the verse say? The Lord gave me strength. What that says is that when life takes me down, the Lord is standing there and he is pouring his strength into me. Don't ever forget that. When life is hard, when you're at a rough spot, when you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, the Lord is standing with me and the Lord is strengthening me. That is, he's taking, as it were, and he's pouring his strength into me. Listen to me. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who is pouring his strength in me. In Ephesians chapter 6, the apostle Paul is talking about us putting on the armor of God. Arm yourself. We're going to battle against the devil. Here's how he starts that passage in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his strength. We don't have the strength to battle the devil. We must have his strength to battle the devil. But bless God, he's willing to give us his strength. So when I'm having a bad day, I'm gonna pick your chin up off the ground. The Lord is standing with me. The Lord is strengthening me. The Lord is pouring his strength into me. Now watch this carefully, because we miss this. We miss this. Why is the Lord standing there? Why is the Lord giving us aid? Why is he pouring his strength in us so that we may carry on? Look at the rest. Look at verse 17 again. So that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles may hear it. The Lord is sustaining us. The Lord is empowering us so that we may better serve him. When life gets me down, the Lord will stand there. He will give me help. The Lord will strengthen me. He will give me his power. But the reason for that, is it because I'm down? Yes. Is it because life is rough? Yes. But it's also because when we rise back up from the ashes, we may fully serve him better. We have been saved to serve. We have not been saved to sit. We have been saved to serve. And when the Lord pulls us through these tough times of our life, he is equipping us for a ministry we didn't have before those tough times in our life. So the Lord stands with me and the Lord strengthens me. That pulls me back up out of the ashes. That gets me going again. Why? Because now I take what I learned from life's down and I find somebody and use that to help them. This doesn't stop with us. I don't feel well. I'm having a bad day. I want to get well. The Lord wants you to get well too. The Lord will stand with you. The Lord will strengthen you. But bless God, when you get up on your feet, do something for God. Happy holidays. Number three, a confidence that sustains us. Number three, the Lord delivers me. The Lord delivered me. Look at verse 17, the end of verse 17, last line. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. Now, I don't take that to be literal lions. Though the Romans did weird things with Christians with the lions. But the lion's mouth represents here whatever Paul was going through. And listen, we all have lion's mouths at us, don't we? We all have that drama. But the Lord delivers us. Let me ask you something. The word delivered here means to rescue from danger. To rescue from danger. Did God ever deliver the Apostle Paul? Listen, go back with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I want to show you something, and I want you to take note of this as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul is going to recount the life of his ministry and the problems that he went through here. Beginning, let's start with verse 24. 5 times I received of the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 40 minus one is 39. It happened 5 times. That, according to my calculator, that's 195 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. Now, beginning with verse 26, count the number of times he's going to say dangers. Your translation may say imperiled. In peril or in danger. Count the number of times. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from the river. In danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger or peril from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger or in peril in the country, in danger in the sea, and in danger from false brethren. 8 times Paul says my life was in peril. 8 times my life was in peril. I was in peril here, and I was in peril there, and I was in danger here, and in danger there. And what happened? The Lord continued to deliver him. Did the Lord deliver Paul? Yes, he did. Now, here's a more important question for all of us. The Lord delivers us. The Lord delivers us. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is teaching on prayer. He's teaching the disciples, here's how you pray. And he gets down to verse 13 and he says, listen, pray this. Deliver us from the evil one. Brethren, listen, the Lord is still delivering us from the devil. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, Peter says, the Lord knows how to deliver the righteous and to deliver them from temptation. Brethren, the Lord is still delivering us from temptation. How is the Lord doing that? He's doing it when we pray and ask him to help us. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, Paul says, we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. Brethren, the Lord continues to deliver us. Here's a confidence that'll keep you going. The Lord stands with me to aid me. The Lord is pouring his power into me. The devil may have me, the world may have me, I may even be down on my knees, but the Lord is standing with me, God is strengthening me, and the Lord is going to deliver me. Now watch carefully what happens here. Number four, the Lord will save me. Now watch what happens. Watch what happens. Look at verse 18. Look at verse 18. The Lord will rescue me. Now we've gone from past tense to future tense. Go back to verse 17. He's been speaking in past tense. Look at verse 17. The Lord stood by my side. That's past tense. Look what he says. The Lord gave me strength. That's past tense. Look at the end of the verse. I was delivered. That's past tense. But now, look at verse 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack. Listen. Did the Lord rescue Paul from prison? That's a trick question. Did the Lord save Paul from prison? It's a trick question. The answer to the question is yes. Yes. He would save him either by having him release or by allowing the apostle to go on and to be in his presence. Paul was not released, but a plurality of angels did come and escort him to the side of the Lord. And you see, either one of them was fine with the Apostle Paul. Back up in verse 6, he says, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith, and now henceforth there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not for me only, but to all those who love his appearing. The Lord saved him. The Lord saved him. So the Lord stood with me. The Lord strengthened me. The Lord poured his power in me. The Lord rescued me. The Lord will save me. Notice one other thing. The Lord will safeguard me. Look at verse 18 now. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Listen. You're in a bad spot. Life not good right now. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The Lord is going to stand with you. The Lord is going to give you the strength to deal with each day. The Lord is going to rescue you from danger. The Lord will save you. And for all of us who are his children, someday the Lord will escort us into the heavenly home and into that heavenly kingdom. Now, you know what he asked of you and he asked of me. This is what he's willing to do for us, but he asked us to do something. I want you to turn to one more place and we're going to close there. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And this is what the Lord asked us to do. Verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. Your calling and election is your salvation. Your salvation. He says, be eager all the more to make your salvation sure. So what is he asking? He's asking all of us, just keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Live like you ought to live. Be faithful as you ought to be faithful. Treat others like you ought to. Live the Christian life. Yeah, it's bad, but keep on keeping on. That's what he's asking. And if you keep on keeping on, what does that result in? Look at the rest of the verse. If you do these things, you will never fall. You will never fall. But here's what it comes down to. Here's what it comes down to. Do you believe this morning that the Lord stands with you? Do you believe this morning that the Lord is strengthening you? Do you believe this morning that the Lord will deliver you? Do you believe honestly that he will save you? And do you believe honestly that he will safeguard your soul and carry you someday into that heavenly kingdom? Because if you do, Paul closes verse 18 by saying, glory be unto him forever and forever. Amen. Life is tough. Life isn't fair. God never told anybody that it would be. They who live godly lives in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We got to deal with what the rest got to deal with. But we have help. We have help. And this whole sermon this morning was to us to assemble here and to hit that reset button. This is who I am, and this is whose I am. And he's going to walk with me through every step, pouring his power in me. But God, give to us the faith, the confidence of faith and courage to believe that God can sustain us through the course of our lives, regardless of what may happen. I challenge you to that faith. I challenge you to that Christ. And I challenge you this morning to embrace Him. If you need to respond, God help you to do it right now as together we stand and as we sing.